It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is preparing emergency medical standards in case hospitals get overwhelmed. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Public health and community leaders voted Sunday that the state prepare to suspend normal hospital decision-making protocols in favor of what are called crisis standards of care. It's an unprecedented step in the state. Steve Cantrell is a Denver health emergency doctor. He says the guidelines set out how to make the most urgent decisions if resources get scarce.
One of the major reasons to have this is kind of an organized umbrella approach to try to make it fair across the board.
Life or death decisions would be out of the hands of frontline providers. Instead, a triage team at each hospital would decide who gets limited resources. The governor's approval is required to activate the protocols. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
State lawmakers are getting ready for years of coronavirus-related fallout to the state's finances. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The state budget chief wants departments to cut tens of millions of dollars from their current budgets. They'll have to freeze most hiring, delay new contracts, and even delay new programs created by recently enacted laws. Each department was given a specific goal based on their spending in previous years, and that's just the beginning. Based on previous downturns, the state budget office says the government should be ready for at least 3 years of reduced state revenues. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
People who work in food and beverage manufacturing will be guaranteed paid sick leave if they have COVID symptoms. The state changed Colorado's emergency leave rules after employees at JBS, a meatpacking plant in Greeley, said the company wasn't doing enough to protect them. More than 100 towns and cities in Colorado hold elections Tuesday. The voters are choosing local leaders and deciding on sales tax increases and recalls. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The recalls are in Elizabeth, Ordway, and Wiggins, all towns on the eastern side of the state. Around Colorado, a dozen rural communities are asking their voters for higher sales taxes, and a few others are considering taxes on lodging and tobacco. Six small towns will also vote on whether to allow marijuana stores and cultivation facilities. Among the more unusual ballot items, voters in Rangeley on the western slope will decide whether to continue fluoridating the town's water. And in southwestern Colorado, Dolores is considering whether to allow off-highway vehicles on some public streets. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
This is CPR News.